Title: Rhythmic Motifs That Define a Tune. Advanced. Alright, let's get into something that separates a functional drum and bass loop from a tune you can recognize in 2 seconds. Today is all about rhythmic motifs. Short, repeatable rhythmic ideas, usually 1 to 2 bars, that become the identity of your track. Not a melody hook, a rhythm hook. The kind of thing that survives sound changes, survives arrangement changes, and still tells your brain, yep, that's that tune. And we're doing it in Ableton Live with stock tools: drum rack, Simper or sampler, groove pool, velocity work, MIDI editing, plus some bread and butter processing like saturator, glue compressor, auto filter, delay, reverb, and utility. By the end, you'll have a 4 to 8 bar loop where the core identity is a motif that stays present while the surface evolves. You'll build a core drum motif, a bass motif that interlocks with it, a secondary motif like a stab or vocal chop for call and response, and then you'll learn how to arrange it across a full 64-bar idea without losing the thread. First, quick setup so we're in the right universe. Set your tempo in the classic rolling zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going to sit at 174. Time signature is 4/4. Create a few tracks, one for drums using drum rack, one for bass as an instrument track, one for a motif stab or chop using Simper, one for effects and ear candy. Then set up 2 return tracks. Return A is a short reverb. Return B is a dub delay. On return A, load reverb. Set decay somewhere around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb so it's not muddy, maybe 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass it around 8 to 12k so it doesn't get fizzy. And to make sure it's 100% wet because it's a send. On return B, low delay or echo. Tempo sync it to an eighth note dotted or a quarter note. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass 250 to 500, low pass 4 to 8k. Then add saturator with a couple dB of drive, soft clip on, and finally a utility to keep it controlled, with around 60 to 90%. The idea is vibey, not chaotic. Cool. Now we build the frame before we build the identity. Step 1. Drum foundation. In drum rack, load a tight punchy kick, a proper DNB snare or a snare plus clap layer, a closed hat, an open hat or ride, a ghost snare sample that's lighter and snappier than the main snare, a rim or percussion hit, and optionally a crash or impact. Program a standard 2-step skeleton. Start with 1 bar to keep it simple. Kick on 1.1, snare on 1.2 and 1.4, so beats 2 and 4. You can add an extra kick if you want later, but don't start there. Right now we want pillars. Then tighten the snare a bit on its pad, EQ8 with a high pass around 120 Hz, a small dip around 400 to 700 if it's boxy, and a gentle boost around 2 to 4K for crack if it needs it. Add saturator with about 2 to 4 dB of drive and soft clip. Optionally, a glue compressor with a tech around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2:1, just grabbing 1 to 2 dB. The goal is a stable backbone. No motif yet, just the grid, because here's the teacher note. In DNB, kick and snare are your lighthouse. Everything else can sway. But if the lighthouse wobbles, the whole track feels seasick. Now step 2. Create the motif using what I'll call ghost logic. In advanced DNB, motifs often live best in ghost snares and hats. Why? Because they can repeat constantly without turning into the main event. They're like the internal gears. So duplicate the snare to a ghost snare pad, or use a different sample. Bring it down. Seriously down. Think -10 to -18 dB relative to your main snare. Now place ghost notes leading into the main snare. The classic placements on a 16th grid. 1/16th before beat 2 is 1.1.4. 1/16th before beat 4 is 1.3.4. Those two alone already start the rolling implication. Then you can add a push ghost like 1.2.3 or 1.4.3 depending on taste. But the big shift is this. Don't think add ghosts. Think design a repeatable shape. Example motif, bar 1, ghosts at 1.1.4, 1.2.3, and 1.3.4. Bar 2, almost the same, but remove one ghost, or shift one hit by a 16th. That tiny, controlled change is how you get hypnotic without being static. Now we do the part that makes it feel like a signature. Velocity. Go into the MIDI velocity lane. Main snare should sit around 110 up to 127. Ghosts can be 25 to 60. And choose one ghost per bar to be a featured accent, maybe 65 to 80. This is not a small detail. In fact, this is the motif more than the timing. The loud-soft relationship creates a contour your brain remembers. If every ghost is the same velocity, it stops being groove and starts being clutter. Now lock in a swing identity with Groove Pool. Open the Groove Pool and grab something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 63 for a roll, or use a funk break groove if you're drifting toward jungle. Apply the groove to your hats, your ghosts, your percussion. Keep the main snare either not grooved, or barely grooved, so it still punches exactly where it should. Darting settings. Tiding 35 to 60%, velocity 10 to 25, random 0 to 8%, bass at 16. And here's the rule. Groove the mesh, not the pillars. Your anchors stay stable. Quick coaching note. When you find a groove that feels right, consider committing it. In Ableton, that means applying the groove so the feel stops changing every time you tweak. Then do micro edits after. That keeps you from endlessly auditioning swing like it's a personality test. Step 3. Hats as motif texture. This is the conveyor belt. Program closed hats on 1/16 notes for one bar. Then create an accent cycle using velocity. The trick is to accent in a pattern that doesn't feel like one E and A over and over. Try accenting every third or every fifth 16th. For example, accent steps 1, 4, 7, 11, 14. Then loop. That gives you that it's looping but it's also moving illusion. Now add micro variation, but do it deliberately. Nudge one or two hats late by 3 to 8 milliseconds. You can do this with track delay if you want a global pocket, or manually nudge notes for personality. Add just a tiny bit of random in Groove Pool, like 2 to 5%. And be careful here. Advanced groove is not the same as slop. Pick one lane to humanize. Late hats equals laid back roll. Early ghosts equals nervous urgency. Late percussion equals heavier pocket. Choose a vibe and make the timing decisions match it. Process hats lightly. Auto filter high pass around 200 to 400. Small resonance if you want presence. Saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive. Utility to widen, maybe 120 to 160%, but you must check mono. If your hats vanish in mono, you went too wide or the sample is too facey. If you want a super controlled approach, duplicate the hat track. Keep the main hat fairly mono. On the duplicate, high pass aggressively at like 6 to 10k so it's just air. Then widen that layer hard. 160 to 200%. That gives you width without wrecking the core. Step 4. Bass motif. This is where a lot of advanced tracks either become legendary or fall apart. You're not writing a bass line. You're writing a rhythmic interlock with a drum motif. The bass rhythm should feel like it's part of the drum groove machine. Choose your bass tools. Operator for sub. Wave eatable for mid-bass or sampler for a resample. A common DNB setup is two layers. Sub layer. Operator sign. Maybe a tiny saturator after, 1 to 2 dB drive. Then EQ it, low pass around 120 Hz. Keep this steady, this is weight. Mid layer, wave eatable with a resish table, filter on LP24, add some drive. Use auto filter for movement with an envelope or LFO. But don't let movement destroy the rhythm. Rhythm first, then movement. Now write a bass rhythm that answers your drum motif. If your ghosts push into beat 2 and 4, don't stack bass transients right on top of your snares. Leave space for snare impact, but dance around the ghosts. Here's a practical one-bar rhythm to start on a 16th grid. Hits on 1, 1.1.3, 1.2.2, 1.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.2. Then in bar 2, shift one of those hits and add a short pickup so bar 2 feels like it's leaning into bar 1 again. Tighten it with note lengths and sidechain. Shorten some notes to 1/16 or 1/8 so the groove breathes. Then sidechain using Ableton's compressor keyed from kick and snare, or even a ghost trigger if you want it extra tight. Ratio around 4:1, attack 1 to 3 ms, release 60 to 120 ms depending on how pumpy you want it, and aim for 2 to 5 dB gain reduction on peaks. Advanced tip. Sidechain the mid layer more than the sub. The sub should feel stable. The mid can duck and chatter. Also, if you need bass rhythm definition, without nasty clicks, put an auto filter on the mid layer, with a tiny envelope amount so each note has a consistent bite. Or use saturator soft clip, so the note onsets feel more even. Step 5. Secondary motif. This is the ID step. Create a simpler track and drop in something like a jungle stab. A vocal hey, a metallic hit, or even a resampled re-stab. Set simpler to one shot. Make the amp envelope stabby. Decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Filter it in simpler so you can automate cutoff later. Then program it as call and response with your drum motif. Put it in the gaps, after the snare, or right before the snare to create tension. Keep it sparse. 2 to 5 hits per bar is plenty. Process it like a percussive mid so it doesn't fight the snare. EQ8 high pass it, and be brave. Sometimes 400 to 800 HC high pass is what actually makes it sit. Add a touch of saturator, 2 to 6 dB drive. Add auto filter for phrase movement. And send it selectively to your dub delay return, so it blooms only on certain hits. One of the strongest arrangement tricks. Only let this secondary motif appear in bar 2 of a 2-bar loop, or only in the last 2 bars of an 8-bar phrase. When it's not constant, it becomes special. That's identity. If it's still stepping on the snare, do a gentle snare keyed side chain on the stab, just 1 to 2 dB, enough to tuck it behind the crack without obviously pumping. Now step 6, arrangement. Keep the motif constant, evolve everything else. A proven 64-bar rolling DNB structure. Intro for 16. Hats and atmosphere, maybe a filtered hint of the motif, but no full snare. Build for 16. Bring in the ghost motif, tease the bass with high pass filtering. Drop for 32. Full motif, full bass, secondary motif call and response. Mid-drop switch in the last 16, keep the core motif, but swap textures or do a bass variation. And here's the mindset shift. Your motif is not the part you rewrite, it's the part you protect. So how do you evolve without losing it? Swap the hat sample but keep the same hat rhythm and velocity contour. Keep the ghost placements but change the timbre, like layering a rim quietly. Automate bass filter or LFO depth but keep the same rhythm. Add fills only at phrase boundaries, every 8 or 16 bars, so the motif stays readable. A really strong workflow in Ableton is to build a 2-bar loop, consolidate, duplicate it across the arrangement, and use clip envelopes for subtle per-clip changes, filter cutoff, reverb send, delay send, sample start for micro variation. That way, your MIDI remains the DNA and your automation becomes the story. Now, let's add a few advanced coach concepts so you actually know what you're designing. Think in motif roles, not just patterns. A motif can act as a locator, something that helps listeners feel where one is. It can act as propulsion, pushing the groove forward. It can be an attention cue, especially pre-snare activity that makes the drop feel urgent. Or it can be a signature accent, that one weird placement that is repeatable and uniquely yours. Do a fast self-check. Mute the bass. If the drums still feel like your tune, the drum motif is doing its job. Then mute the drums and leave bass plus the stab. If it still feels identifiable, your bass or melodic rhythm is also carrying identity. Next concept. Motif invariance. This audio version is shortened for playback.